Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
It's Monday, July 27th, and I'm Kat Bolas, back to start another week of UpToDate. Sarah Cinto returns tomorrow. Here's what's coming up on UpToDate: teachers in the park, an arrest in Lackawanna County, and community connections. But first, Pennsylvania is a top producer of peaches, berries, and other fruits, but unusual weather this spring damaged crops that are typically in season right now. For WVIA, Haley O'Brien reports, the state established a new grant program to provide relief to farmers affected by the spring freeze.
At Streit's Orchard near Harrisburg, you might not find the fruits that are typically in season. Co-owner Matt Streit says an April freeze caused the worst crop losses he has ever seen.
We lost probably half our cherry crop, 90% of our apricots and plums, 80% of our peaches, probably 75-80% of our apples all froze. So when you come in our market, you might not find peaches one day, you might find them the next, and it's just because there's not a lot of fruit coming into the market.
The state budget enacted earlier this month allocates $10 million to create freeze disaster assistance recovery grants. The Shapiro administration is asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture for more support for growers through weather-related losses, including a statewide disaster declaration and more insurance options. In Harrisburg, I'm Haley O'Brien.
A new program in Bradford County hopes to prevent summer learning loss in students. It's offered for free to families in the Wyalusing Area School District. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
Birds chirped as students learned about nouns at a picnic table in the shade. Classmates searched for frogs and crayfish from the banks of Wyalusing Creek. A math lesson would begin after a snack of crackers and applesauce. Students in the Wyalusing Area School District won't be back in school for a month, but at parks in Bradford County, nature has become the classroom. The Wyalusing Area Education Foundation started the Teachers in the Parks program this year. More than 50 students participate.
The hope is that doing this 2 days a week for the 6 weeks right in the middle of summer, we can help with that learning loss.
That's Caitlin Galloway, site administrator and a special education teacher. Teachers in the Park started more than 20 years ago in Berks County. A member of the Wyalusing Foundation knew about the program and wanted to bring it north. The teachers design math, reading, and writing lessons, incorporating nature and allowing time for play. 7-year-old twins Reed and Lucas Fisher went over the items they found on a scavenger hunt.
A worm, six-legged insect, ant, squirrel, robin, dandelion.
A group of girls sat at a picnic table, identifying nouns with teacher Jen Morningstar. The park has become her English classroom.
The kids aren't on iPads or on phones throughout the day, and they're just enjoying each other, enjoying their lessons, and exploring nature.
Reporting from Wyalusing, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
State police have arrested a Lackawanna County man who threatened to kill the president and others. WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports Stacy Mann considered himself an assassin.
State police charged a Lackawanna County man this week with threatening to kill President Donald Trump, other elected officials, police, and Jews in Facebook posts earlier this month. Police say 51-year-old Stacy Mann looked at himself as God's assassin. "Please, America, get me next to the POTUS. I got you, America," Mann wrote in one post, according to police. POTUS is the common abbreviation for President of the United States. The state police got the case from the Secret Service, which got the case from the FBI, which noticed Mann's Facebook posts. A state trooper found 30,000 Mann Facebook posts and noted the ones that related to killing Trump, members of Congress, members of Pennsylvania's General Assembly, local political leaders, law enforcement, and Jews. Mann's former boss, who fired him, told police Mann used to talk constantly about killing government officials. "Let's kill them like the punks they are," Mann wrote in one post, according to police. Mann's in the county prison now with a court hearing next month. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
During Community Connections, Lisa Mazzarella highlights the work of nonprofits in Northeast and North Central Pennsylvania. The feature airs each Friday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered and is available online as an extended podcast. This week, Lisa talks to Carol Anderson, CEO of Bloom, a Lehigh Valley nonprofit that focuses on trafficked women.
Our Community Connection takes us to the Lehigh Valley, where Bloom, a unique nonprofit for trafficked women, brings help, hope, and healing. CEO Carol Anderson takes the story from here.
I was a foster parent for Northampton County Children and Youth. Through that experience, interacted with women who were experiencing trafficking in the Lehigh Valley. Their experience led me to asking a lot of questions in my community as to why there weren't opportunities for them to choose differently. And I learned it was a lack of choice, that there weren't other options for them, and they were choosing survival. And led to me learning about a program in Nashville, where I went to a conference there in 2014, inspired by the women we met that had been through the program and were then building the program. And they said, we'll teach you how to bring this to your home community. They invited us to become a sister program of Thistle Farms, the first in Pennsylvania, in 2015, and opened our home shortly thereafter. Now I think there's close to 75 programs around the country operating the same unique approach to helping women find freedom.
I love your moniker, help, heal, and hope. So let's talk about the help. What does Bloom do for women?
We provide sanctuary and a continuum of care to heal, empower, and employ survivors of sex trafficking and commercial sexual exploitation in a variety of ways. One, to offer safe and free housing and safety. A woman can come to Bloom and live and restart her life. There's a lot of work, counseling, access to medical care, workforce development. We do a lot of training and helping identify what can be next. And we also offer employment.
That is an amazing initiative. So approximately how many of the Bloom participants are employed by the agency?
We've now been able to fully employ anyone who comes to us.
Vicki, what are some of the creative strategies you have to keep these programs happening at your agency?
We were able to make some headway with United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley, working together with PA211, the call center for people who are in need of resources in the community. We're going to receive a couple of years programming through the state, and it's going to double the amount of women that we will be able to help.
Ashley, you've gone through the Bloom program, and you're actually working there now, so I want you to tell us about your experience.
I came to Bloom in 2017. Bloom hired me in December of 2017, and I've worked in multiple areas. So I've been afforded the opportunity to learn so much.
Did you feel there was going to be a positive change afterward?
No. I went to Bloom as a last-ditch effort because I was afraid I was going to die. And that was after I had turned the program down 3 months before. I love to talk to the women that come through the program. We have some of them working out of the office, and a couple of them have told me, I'm so grateful you're here because I know this is possible. And so that's really important at Bloom, that we do have women who have been through the program on staff. Everybody needs that little bit of hope.
Special thanks to the amazing ladies of Bloom, Carol Anderson, CEO, Director of Development, Vicki Nisbet, and Director of Operations, Ashley Caravello. This is a very content-rich story, and I invite you to listen to the entire podcast by going to wvia.org/community. For Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
That's all for me. I hope I got you up to date. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to Up to Date wherever you get your podcasts. Up to Date brings you the most interesting and important stories from the WVIA newsroom and beyond every weekday. And as always, for more news from the WVIA news team, visit wvia.org.